Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a great day here this morning. I say this morning, it's 9 a.m. here in Houston, Texas, and I'm coming to you live from the Tough Talk Radio Network studios. And yes, you are on Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. Super excited, as I always am whenever I'm on the air, because it just gives me a reach that's wider and longer than I could have ever imagined. And this show allows me to bring people on the air that are going to talk about things that have happened in their lives that are going to give us the hope and faith that we need and the strength that we have to get through our daily average day. When I say that, our daily average day, I don't even know what that means anymore. If you watch the news, it's kind of depressing. Not kind of, it's very depressing. You watch reality TV, that's kind of, I don't even know the word for that. And then I guess you have Dancing with the Stars, and that's kind of good to sleep by for me. There is always the History Channel, but not many people seem to surf that place. For the women out there, I know that you like HGTV. But have you ever thought about just watching a Christian channel? Just maybe a Christian movie at the theaters? I went last Friday to see War Room. What an incredible movie. Going there, every Friday I do date day with my wife, and at 1 o'clock we close up the shop and we head out usually to the movies, cruise around the mall a little bit, grab some dinner. We call it a day. We call it a day away from the office. And when my wife picks a movie out, I've gotten smarter over the years. I don't dispute it or ask any questions. I just say, okay, great. So when it said War Room, I thought, well, cool. It's probably like something, some kind of war movie. Thinking that would be great, like that. And we get there, and I'm watching all the previews, and it's all these different Christian movies that are coming out. And I'm thinking, wow, this is very cool. Don't see much of that at the movies. And then the movie starts. And it was no war. Well, I guess it was a war with individuals and themselves, but it was an incredible story. Now, I don't want to give away the story, but sometimes we get caught up in thinking that it's really not fair the way others treat us, or we can't forgive people sometimes until we're reminded about we were given grace, and we can't receive grace unless we give grace, right? So as I'm watching the movie, I'm going to tell you this, folks, I'm a grown man, but I got very emotional watching the movie. The Holy Spirit was all over me. Tears rolled out of my eyes from time to time. It was an awesome, awesome movie. Now, it wasn't a chick flick. For you guys listening, it was not a chick flick. It was a couples movie. Everyone should go see it. Single, married, dating, whatever the case may be. I guarantee you, if you go see The War Room, you will leave there with some sure nuggets about how you could be better as a person, as a Christian, as someone who spent some time in the Bible, someone that's very helpful. I mean, I can go on and on for two shows on everything you'll get out of it. But here's what I offer. If you go to the movie and you don't like it, okay? If you go to the movie and you don't like it, War Room, okay? Email me, tony@tonygambone.com, and we'll set it up that you can send me your ticket stub and I'll refund you your money. That's how strong I feel about this movie. It was incredible. I'm going to go see it again. It was just awesome. I want to bring some people with me that I don't think would go unless I kind of bring them along or threaten to pay for their movie, just like I'm doing right now. So check it out, War Room. Learn from it. Call us at the show, 347-989-1363, if you've already seen the movie. But don't give away too much of the movie. And if you went to the, if you go to the movies and you see it this weekend, call us next week and tell us what you saw in the movie. Give us some feedback. You can find me on Facebook under Tony Gambone. You can find me on Facebook. You can find the network on Facebook under Tough Talk Radio. You can find me on Twitter under Tony Gambone, or you can just go to the network on Twitter, TTR Network. Now listen, we got a great show lined up today. We always do. I'm just been blessed that God keeps bringing these people to the show to share with others, and it's always well for me. I got to tell you, folks, that's why I get excited to do a show. I get up on Thursday mornings, and I'm not always hippity-skippity ready to go. But when I sit down to do the show, I come into another level of life. And when I'm done the show, I've gained so much from the show, I'm excited all day. Now, that doesn't mean, just like when I read my Bible in the morning, you know, I get excited. It doesn't mean that by lunchtime, I'm back to being the normal ho-ho person that we surround ourselves with every day. So there's times where I think I should go back and read my Bible again at lunchtime, maybe at 3 o'clock, maybe at 6 o'clock, because we don't seem to gain that all day unless miracles are taking place all day long. And we all know that doesn't happen. It's just not the world we live in. But a lot of things happen during our day that we could recognize as some type of miracle. And I hope if you take time to do that, that you will take time to thank God for the blessings. Not just when you're going to sit down to eat your food. I woke up this morning and went to read, and I just had all this mind trash going on in my head. So, you know, I kind of feel funny doing it, even talking about it. But I spoke out loud to Satan and told him, get out. I was busy, didn't need it, and did my brain just go silent? No. But it gave me time to think and rest and relax. And eventually it did get better. I haven't conquered getting my brain to go silent. I'm an entrepreneur. I work 24/7. I do shut down, but that doesn't mean my brain does. I try, but it's just the way it is. So I guess that just labels me as a human. But I do give thanks every day for God to be allow me to be who I am and get through what I do and to have the successes that I have from it and to recognize what success really is. So that's my little piece for today. I hope you'll go see the movie War Rooms. And, you know, Tony at TonyGambone.com. Email me. I promise you, I give you my word on the air. This show will never go away. It'll be on the internet for the rest of my life at least. I will refund you your money. But you got to be able to tell me why you didn't like the movie. Anyway, you want to be a guest on the show, go to toughtalkchristianradio.com, register, fill out a form, pick a date, and make sure that you're willing to bring something to the show that's going to share with others the incredible impact God's had on your life. Now, sometimes people come to the show and they don't feel as though God has had an impact on their life. That's okay. That's what the show is for. We're here to have open conversation about the Lord. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host of Tough Talk Christian Radio. I'm going to take a commercial break and I'll come back with my first guest, Beth Green, who has authored a few books. And, well, you're going to be excited to hear what she has done and what we're going to talk about. So what I want you to do is fill up your coffee, get another bottle of water. If you're out on the West Coast, come on and get up, get a piece of paper and pencil, write this stuff down because you're going to learn a lot today. We'll be right back after this break.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjohnno.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and we're here this morning on the Tough Talk Christian Radio at the Tough Talk Radio Network studios in Houston, Texas. And we have two guests today. Beth Green is my first guest, and my second guest is a lady by the name of Linda Williams. So we're super excited. And remember, folks, if you missed the beginning of the show, I'm giving you a money-back guarantee tip here today. Make sure to go see the movie War Room. And if you don't like it, email me, Tony at TonyGambone.com, with the reason why you didn't like it. And if you're not just, you know, telling me a story, I will refund your money. So, first guest, Beth Green, pediatric physical therapist and an author. She's recently completed her second novel called A Rose for Jonathan, which was chosen for the reader's favorite five-star seal and is a Christian fiction about organ donation, spiritual warfare, and the power of prayer. This book was written in response to her work with children who are battling cancer and have received life-saving organ transplants. Now listen, if you have a child out there and they're a healthy child, we worry about them every day to go to school. But can you imagine if they're in this kind of a world, what they have to go through? I'm so happy to have Beth Green on the show today. Welcome, Beth.
Welcome. It's nice to be here.
So, Beth, I read a little bit about your bio. I've been looking on your website and different things like that. What I'd like to do is get people to know a little bit about you. So could you tell us where you're calling in from and where you're from originally?
Absolutely. I am originally a military brat, so I don't really have a rooted hometown, but the closest I could call would be Greenville, Tennessee, where my dad retired when I was in the eighth grade. But right now I reside in Louisville, Kentucky with my husband and my four daughters. And I've been a pediatric physical therapist for almost 26 years now.
Mm. Okay, so what brought you into that world of profession? I mean, you know, we go to college and, you know, we decide different things. Was there something that took place in your life that brought you close to that environment, or was it just something you had a heart for?
You know, all my life, I actually found some poems I wrote as a child when I was visiting my father recently. Even back as early as 9 or 10 years old, I was writing and talking about my love for children and my love for the elderly. And I've always gravitated between those two patient populations. And I've always worked with children, but I also worked with the elderly a lot during these years because I just have such a heart for people who are in need and seem to be kind of shoved aside. A lot of people just don't realize the loneliness and despair that both the elderly and the parents and the families of these children who are special needs that they have in their life, they are completely isolated from the world, and they feel desperate, and they look at us as the only source of hope. You know, they go to the doctor and they get these diagnoses that are scary and they don't know what to do with them. And we're the first people that I actually see them in their homes. So I go to their home, walk in, I'm the first person who sits down on their couch, looks them in the eye and says, you know, you do have a terrible diagnosis, but we've got some answers for that. Let's try this. And we're the first person that actually sat down and said that to them. So we've formed this bond with these families, and it's incredible. And I feel blessed every single day that God has allowed me to be a part of the healing process for these beautiful families.
Mm. You know, I do some volunteer work here in the Houston area, and I always tell people making donations is really needed, but getting involved, personally involved, is something that's hard to explain, the feeling that you get out of doing that. So I can imagine that your heart is smiling a lot when you, not when you walk in the room with children, but when you walk out. So I think that's
absolutely
awesome.
Absolutely. I feel every day as if I get so much more out of it than they do. And they're just amazing. And this book came out of that. I was working. It seemed like I had this huge increase in children with pediatric cancer because I see them with all types of diagnoses. So it was unusual for me to have such a high caseload with these children who had undergone transplants, and just started thinking about that one day. And a lot of people don't really realize the pain involved with transplant. You're not just receiving a life-saving organ. You also have the knowledge that someone else somewhere lost a child and gave up that organ so that your child could live. And there's a tremendous almost guilt, but also gratitude that they feel. It's an amazing process. Now, there's a lot of donations you can do that don't require a person to have passed away, like bone marrow and different things like that. But a lot of the children I was working with at the time had received definite, you know, there was a definite death and then a definite donation and a definite gift. And these families, I was just amazed at all that they were going through. And I just began to pray about it, and I couldn't believe all the emotions that I was feeling along with it, and just felt, because I'm a writer, I just felt the need to write about it. And I started writing this book, and it was super, super sad. So I took a step back from it, and I said, this is not what God wants me to do. He doesn't want you to depress everybody. He wants me to send a message. And the other message that I kept feeling like he wanted me to send was to pray, that prayer is one of our most awesome gifts that he gives us. We have two weapons against, you know, you were talking about in your monologue about feeling like Satan was on you this morning. We only have two weapons that the Bible mentions. We have prayer and we have scripture. And combining those two would be even more powerful. But I wanted so badly to have that message of get on your knees. Get on your knees to go to God. That's your answer. And so this book started developing into a spiritual warfare book. I wanted to show visually what the angels and demons think about prayer in the midst of this family's struggle, this book, this family's struggle with trying to deal with all the things in their life. And so the book is, it's got these stories of the angels and demons around this family and all the things that's going on in the family. And then the underlying theme of organ donation is woven through the book. And so it came from my work as a therapist, but it grew into more from, I felt like, what God wanted me to do.
Mm. I love it. I love it. I know a friend of mine just had a double lung transplant. And
yes.
He is
that was rough.
In his late 50s. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't really think he was going to make it, but I realized the power of prayer. And I'm always reminded of the power of prayer when a bunch of people get together, get on their knees, and pray to the Lord for help. And sometimes it's not always the answer we want, but the lesson and the miracle always show up. And that was a year ago. He's driving his car, running around town.
Wonderful. That's so
wonderful. And there was many times where we got a call that he wasn't going to make it. So my point is here, Beth, is that when it's children, you know, this man already lived 60 years of his life. But when it's a child, I mean, it's just heartbreaking. And I don't care if it's your own child or someone that you see on the news. If you have children, your heart has to bleed for that. So incredible job that I think you're doing. And I think that we're blessed to have you doing what you do. So let's talk about books. You have written a few books, A Rose for Jonathan, The Club, My Baby Moves Toddler Games, And am I leaving any of them out? Isn't there a fourth
one? There's another one on early intervention, yes. The two therapy books are written to parents. They're for parents who are trying to follow all these parent books out there and try to do the right thing. And it's told from a therapist's point of view. They're basically ideas and games and way to stimulate development in your child other than just normal play to help parents. Because I was getting so many questions through my website and I was posting and it got redundant. So I thought, well, I'll just compile it and put them into some books for kids and for parents to have for their kids. And that has been a wonderful thing. It's actually been really, really good. I've talked to people all over the world. A lady from China contacted me just a couple weeks ago, and we had a really funny conversation. She's an American that's over there. But it's been fun, all the neat things that have come out of those. They're basically just meant to give more information on how to work on each of these milestones that you read about in your little baby book. It tells you what the milestone is, but it doesn't tell you how to get it, how to help that child get that milestone. And then The Club is not a Christian fiction. I will tell you that straight up. It is a very clean crime novel because I would never write anything that was horrible. It's basically clean of language, clean of any filthy bedroom scenes, anything like that. But it's a crime fiction, and it's just an interesting twist on a crime fiction, basically. I don't want to give too much away. It's about a secret organization. It's kind of a neat thriller, and you think you figured it out, but you don't, kind of a thing all the way through. And that was my first time creating a novel and putting it out there. I've written all my whole life. I've just always written and never let anybody see it. And when I wrote this book, it was my first chance to really step out into the public light. And it got a pretty good response. And I developed a little reader base and just started feeling convicted to write something a little more Christian. And I told the people through some of my accounts, you know, my social media, I said, look, this next book is going to take a little turn. We're going to go toward my beliefs. And I was able to hang on to a majority of my reader base actually followed me through to the second novel. So it was really exciting because I didn't know how many of those would leave me. I didn't know if they were Christians or not. And so that was just a blessing, too, that God just allowed me to have. I do want to say really quickly, I heard you talking about The War Room. T.C. Stallings, who is the star of that movie, is a friend of mine. He's a friend of my husband and he used to work with my husband. And I have to tell you, as a side note, everyone out there, you really do need to go see that movie and support these Christian actors and Christian producers who are out there really trying to build a base for these movies. You go to the movie theater and you're just inundated with filth. You go to the bookstore, you're inundated with filth. And so I felt almost connected to that movie because it's about prayer. My book is about prayer. It's trying to interject things about there's a clean way to have a movie. There's a clean way to write a book. I get really tired of even some of the required reading that my children read that's full of filthy stuff that does not need to be there to tell a beautiful story of any kind. So I just thought I would interject that because he is a really neat man. He was in Louisville for years. I think he's living out on the West Coast now. I haven't talked to him directly in a few years. I actually ran into him about 2 years ago at a Chick-fil-A. So it was the last time I saw him, but he's a good man. So
what part did he play in the movie?
I think he's the main star in this one. I haven't seen it. He was also in the movie Courageous that was done by this same group, and he played the criminal in that movie. And it's hysterical because he is the nicest man. And when my children saw that movie, he was so mean, his character. And they were like, oh, my goodness. And I said, well, that just shows what a good actor he is because he is such a nice man. And he can turn that button on the screen. That just shows you how good he is. But I believe he's the main character in this one. So, I haven't seen it. But I'm planning on going this weekend. But
yeah, I believe he is the husband.
I think that's right.
Yeah, and Priscilla Schreier plays the wife. Beth Moore's in the movie.
She's wonderful.
He is, T.C. Stallings is a huge guy. He's built like a brick house. He's just big.
Yes, he is. He works out really hard, really hard.
And I'm telling you, this is a great movie. I'm actually going
to... He's a neat man, so I'm excited to see him doing so well, and I'm excited. I heard this movie was doing well, so we're going to go see it for sure. But I love it. I love that there's some clean stuff coming out. I mean, Christians all over the world need to support clean work. We need to send a message to all authors and all of Hollywood that we're tired of having to fast forward through a scene because we're uncomfortable, or I've turned movies off before that I was so, it was just so much language, I couldn't take it. So I hate that, because I like watching a movie just like anybody, but I don't want to be surrounded by filth while I'm doing it. So it's so cool to see a movie like this, and I know what the message is of this movie, and I don't want to give it away either, but the message is incredible too. So it's a good one. But
well,
anyway, I felt
really
like there was a parallel.
It really proves how powerful of a weapon that prayer is.
It is.
And
it is a weapon.
There's a lady that, there's an elderly lady that plays in the movie. She's like, without her, I don't think the movie works. She was
wow.
awesome. So
I can't wait to see
that. I think
that
people
that.
Really, I've been telling
see.
People for a week, man, you got to go see this movie. Man, you got to go see this movie. I should be standing outside the theater collecting tickets. But anyway, so it's another show.
Well, I just okay. love it. And it's just, you can't get that message out there enough. People do not realize the power they have on their knees. I have to tell you one thing that's really cool about my job. I'm on my knees all the time, but not in prayer. I'm on my knees with these babies. And I have developed calluses on the top of my feet because I'm on my knees all day. And I was almost ashamed one day about a week ago. I looked down at those calluses on my feet, and I just looked up at God and I said, I'm ashamed that those calluses are there because I'm working on my knees and not on my knees in prayer. I should have calluses on my knees from being down in petition to my Holy Father every single day for things that I want and believe in and desire for other people or for my life or whatever. And as a Christian, we should. It's not that you have to be on your knees to pray, but we should, in some way, we should have a worn place on our rug or a worn something that we use to pray, you know, to lean on or whatever. We should be, it says in the Bible, to pray without ceasing. We should be in prayer all the time. And we just take that little tiny gift. We think it's this little tiny thing, and it's a huge thing, and we take it for granted. And it's a gift to us from God to be able to petition our Holy Father, our Creator. So I do feel like anything like this that's promoting prayer, I'm all for it. So
let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Because I agree with you. I think that I think we should be on our knees more. I think that what you do on your knees with children is a sample of goodness, and I'm sure God smiles. So,
I hope so.
But what are you doing now that you realize that? What action have you put in place to make that change?
That is a great question, because I actually told my husband yesterday. I said, I don't know what is going on, but I am in a spiritual revival like I've never had. And I've been praying more, and I've been on my knees more. I've been just in my Bible more. I've just been tweeting scriptures like crazy. Something really cool that happened early this week, I have the sweetest little niece. She graduated in May, and she was looking for a job and moved back home, waiting to get that first job. She's been sort of sad that she hasn't gotten this job. And she and I love each other, but we don't talk every day. I have several nieces and nephews, but I all of a sudden felt a burden to pray for her this week. And I just, something came over me. I pulled my car over and I just prayed with all my heart. And I texted her and I said, just wanted you to know I had you on my heart today and I prayed for you. And that day she got her first job offer. And she called me or texted me back and she said, whatever you prayed for me, please pray it every day. And I'm just telling you that prayer works. And sometimes we don't get what we want, but sometimes we don't get what we want because we don't ask. God has gifts for us that he wants us to ask for. He wants to be there for us and help us. And sometimes the gift is right in front of you and you don't even see it. And so I just think you have to get on your knees. You have to talk to him. He wants to be in a relationship with you. He doesn't want you to look at him as some mighty being that's far away that you never see. He wants to be embedded in your life, every aspect. I used to hate seeing that bumper sticker that said, God is my co-pilot. Because God is my pilot. I will give him the helm every time. I don't want anything to do with that rudder. I want him steering my life. And so
that's very good.
I do. I believe that with all my heart.
So we could We could probably profit a lot of money if we come out with a bumper sticker that said that with a cross out in it and then say, God is my pilot.
There's your $1 million idea.
Might be. Just never know, right? So, but Beth, we're up against the clock. I want to make sure that I let everybody know how to get a hold of you. TheGreenAuthor.com is your website. They can buy books there. Can they buy them everywhere? Or just
anywhere,
on your website?
Amazon. Yeah, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, all that. Just search for Beth. There's several Beth Greene authors, so you have to look up like the title of my book, A Rose for Jonathan Beth Greene, or The Club Beth Greene. It'll come popping right up. And they're ebooks or print, either one.
And you got some great blogs on your site.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know where you got the image of this cross with the wings behind it, but that's very cool. Do you believe in angels?
I actually created that. I created that myself. I took some pictures and put them together. I had a fun time with that.
That is awesome. That made me stop and look. And why didn't God come as a woman? Well, there's going to be some reading going on there, and he will.
No, there's a joke about that. Behind, you have to read the blog. It's pretty funny. All my children were leaving home, and I was looking around. The hormones were raging, and I was like, wonder why. I went through this whole thing, just being kind of facetious and funny. But at the end, of course, I agree with what he did. But I had a lot of fun with that one. I have a lot of response to that one.
And so for the people out there, blogging was something that was really, really popular a couple of years ago, and now people have kind of died off, just like they do with a lot of things. Just like prayer, we tend to pray a lot more when we need something than when things are going good. But
absolutely.
If you have a website, a book, a business, and you're looking to get people to stop by and stay on your website, doing blogs like this, taking the time to create an image and put out some good information is how people will start following you. Beth, one last question. When's the next book coming out?
That's another good question. I am working on several themes right now and trying to figure out which direction I want to go, and just praying and letting God lead me. But I'm steering strongly toward another Christian's fiction, again, about some areas that I feel like God wants to address. And the main theme of that book would be acceptance of things that maybe aren't as pretty, that God wants us to accept. And what I mean by that is not being lukewarm, but I think our churches, Beth Moore said this beautifully. She said, our churches are too pretty. When you walk in, it's people who are already there. We need to get more people in there who aren't there, who maybe don't look so pretty and so perfect in church. We need to go out and disciple and minister and form relationships with people around us. Instead of pushing them away, we need to be drawing them in. And that's what this book would be, a theme behind this book. And I haven't completed it. I'm in the early stages, but that's what this one will be about.
Well, that is awesome. And, you know, I hope that you stay in touch with us. I hope that you come back on the show as often as you can, because I think what you're doing needs to be told to others over and over again. Thank you very much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, and I'd love to come back, and I hope you have a blessed day.
All right. You too. Okay, folks, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my next guest, a lady by the name of Linda F. Williams. She's the founder and CEO of Who's Apple Empowerment Center. Okay? You're going to find out more about that right after this break. But listen, before we go to break, I want to remind you, the movie War Room, go see it. If you're connected to me on Facebook or not, just find me on Facebook. I put the link there for the movie. You can watch a trailer of it. I will give you your money back if you go there and you come back with a conversation that shows me that you got nothing out of it, because I guarantee if you can hear the words in the movie, you'll get something out of it. My name is Tony Gambone, Tough Talk Christian Radio. We'll be right back with my next guest, Linda F. Williams.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location. Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. We just finished up with my first guest, Beth Green. You can learn more about Beth Green by going to thegreenauthor.com. She does some incredible stuff with children, and she's written some great books for adults as well. You can follow her on Twitter by just going to thegreenauthor on Twitter or at thegreenauthor as well. So my second guest, as I mentioned, is a lady by the name of Linda F. Williams. She's the founder and CEO of Who's Apple Empowerment Center. She has a bachelor's in organizational leadership, a master's of social work, and a certification in substance and alcohol abuse. She's a doctoral candidate at Capella University and a former professor of human services. So I don't want to give away all the information. I want Linda to come on and tell us about it as well. So, Linda, welcome to the show.
Well, hello. How are you?
I am doing awesome. How are you today?
I enjoyed listening to your show as I sat in the virtual green room. I'm honored to be here today, Tony.
Well, we're honored to have you. I want to make sure that people can pull up your website. You can go to www.whosapple.org, okay? And
that's right.
I'm liking this, but I gotta find.
Thank you.
We're gonna dig into where you're calling in from, where you're from, how you got to where you're at. But I want to know Who's Apple. Tell me about that. How'd you come? That's a great name.
Oh man, you know, this whole book is a spiritual mandate. I had never had any aspirations to be an author. It was not on my bucket list, and the Lord directed me to write this book, which took me over 7 years. About 5 years into it, I wised up and hired a writing coach. And she advised that the title I had was kind of long, that I had to come up with a theme, yada yada, look it up on Google. So I came up with this theme for this Apple thingy, and as I was researching to make sure nobody else had it, I ran across this story about an old beggar that sat under a tree. Now, this story was actually about Buddha. He was sitting under the tree with his begging basket, and some joker came by, must have been having a bad decade, and went to reaming him out about how lazy he was, you need to earn your keep, why are you begging, yada, yada, and this guy just went on and on, wow. Buddha just didn't pay him any attention. He acted like he didn't hear him. Well, just like in your own life, if people are trying to push your last nerve and you just keep ignoring them, they escalate, and finally this guy looked at Buddha and said, dude, Don't you hear what I'm saying to you? How can you be there so calm? And Buddha just calmly reached into his basket, took an apple in his hand, and reached out to the guy and asked him this question. If I give you this apple and you refuse to take it, then whose apple is it? And the old mean guy said, well, it's your apple because I'm not taking it. He said, well, you're offering me all of these insults in this rage. I'm not taking that, so that's yours, not mine. And from there, it just was a perfect example of what the book developed into. You could go back to the Garden of Eden, and I talk about this in the book where the serpent's talking to Eve and trying to make her think it's all about her. Oh, don't you want to be wise as God? And, you know, you can this and you can that. And I say in the book, you know, she didn't even see the backstory. You know, it wasn't all about Eve at all. That serpent didn't give a flying rip about Eve, how wise she was or anything. It was all about the serpent running rackets on God, angry because his butt got booted out of heaven. And I talk about the fact that had she seen this backstory and recognized that this was not about her, then she wouldn't have taken that apple. She shouldn't have taken that apple, and neither should we. Because in the moment where she took that apple, Tony, and she bit into it, she traded her harvest, which was the Garden of Eden, for his, getting booted the heck up out of there. In that moment when she ate that apple, she internalized his rage and retaliation and rebellion and got a commensurate harvest. So in the book, the apple represents people, places, circumstances, and things that dance on our last nerve. We always have a knee-jerk reaction to it. It's patterns we see in our lives that keep coming back. No matter how much we pray, no matter how much we want better, we can't seem to connect what we want with the reality of the lives we're living. So it's all about the apple. It's all about the backstory, and it's all about those phony apple seeds. So we can, in other words, we can respond to events in our lives one way or the other. One way we respond is away from destiny. The other way we respond is toward destiny. Our harvests are really planted in our own lives, not by what other jokers do to us. Okay, Tony? It's not about what somebody did, what event occurred in our life, what circumstance. It's all about how we respond to that event, that situation, that circumstance in the moment. You know, I say that destiny and decision, they're inextricably linked in the here and now. You know, we can change and create our harvest in the moment we're living. We can't change the past. Okay, but we can right now make decisions that are going to either lead us away from or toward destiny.
Mm. I like that. I like it. Now tell me, so the people could get to learn a little bit about you, where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois. You can't take the city out the girl. I was reared in Backwoods, Elbridge, Michigan, which is near Hart, Michigan. I currently live in Grand Rapids. That whole roundabout thingy I talk about in the book. But right now, I'll always consider myself a Chicago girl. But I've been in Grand Rapids for over 20 years.
Mm. So do you ever get back to Chicago for a Italian beef sandwich?
Oh, no. You know what? I am so much on a diet. Please, don't tell me.
Yeah, me too, but my mouth waters, especially if you talk about throwing the Italian sausage in there. But anyway, that's another show. I don't want to get us too hungry. But
right.
I could eat one of them for breakfast, just saying.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yes. So, now, you know, in here, you do a lot of things. I mean, you're a psychologist, and so tell me, during the day, what is it that you're doing? Are you a professor, or are you a psychologist, or are you both? Do you do life coaching? Do you work? Tell me what you do.
Okay, my nonprofit, which is Whose Apple Empowerment Center, came as a result of the book. And under Whose Apple Empowerment Center, we do life and relationship coaching. We do trainings, corporate trainings that are really centered upon how to make sure that your culture is conducive to your strategy. It's strongly leadership-based, But in my day job, I've been with the federal government for almost 36 years. So during the day, I'm doing my good government job. And then what I do in the evenings and on the weekends are working on my dissertation and doing life coaching, et cetera. I'm also a motivational speaker. So, yeah, it sounds like it's a lot of stuff, but, you know, once you acquire a skill that's yours, God might take you down another path. But you always have those skills. You always have those experiences and those abilities. So my focus right now is marketing the book. And conducting trainings, et cetera, on the Who's Apple dynamic. That's got to be my focus right now, and as soon as I retire, which can be any day now, I will be focusing all on the book and the nonprofit.
Okay.
So I know it looks really confusing, I know, Tony, but, you know, that's how it, destiny never looks the way you think it will. It just
I don't think it looks.
Yeah.
I don't think it looks confusing.
Yeah, it never does.
I think it looks like you were, you know, you were doing a job. You started a career. You work for the government, and along that path, God showed up and showed you a couple different things that you needed to be doing.
Yeah.
So you put them in your basket, and as time kept going, the basket grew, and eventually federal government job is going to pay you a retirement where you can spend more time. I think it's awesome.
I think you just read it all. Yep.
Well, I think that people have a hard time, and I use myself as an example. I'm in a hurry. You know, when I found a minute of greatness, I want to hurry up and get it all out there, but it don't work
that
way.
Now.
Well, it doesn't. You know what I mean? But
what
really works is God allows us to see how passionate we really are and how bad we really want it, and if we're going to take action to do it. So otherwise, it's just a dream that turns into a nightmare.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's funny you should say that, because that's what this book is about. It's really about how, okay, so what I believe is that we come here with what I call our spiritual birthright. I call it your natural personality bit, your natural character, all of your skills and abilities are what I call your spiritual birthright. And the skills and abilities and your character and everything are your spiritual toolkit that God gave us because he knew what we're here for. Everybody's got a purpose in the master plan. So he equips you up front for all of that. And what happens is, as we go through life, our natural God-given characters get twisted, morphed out of what they are. They'll either get morphed to the complete opposite, they'll get morphed out of whack in some key area, and our toolkit is only as effective and powerful as we remain or return to the person God created us to be. So for me, I became tough girl. The natural me is very sensitive to people. I think that I'm an intercessor. I wore my heart on my sleeve. It was easy for me to relate to other people, but tough girl, as I went through multiple rapes, domestic abuse, and all of that, then tough girl developed, and I thought that's who I was. So I didn't. Tough girl was so completely opposite to who God created me to be that it took an epiphany of 40 years after I was born for me to realize, well, you know what, Linda, in the interest of trying to protect yourself from these knuckleheads that you had in your life, you've completely turned your back on who God created you to be. And I cannot effectively execute my purpose and for being here if I don't return to who God created me to be. So what happens is your whole destiny is on lockdown. It doesn't matter how much skills and abilities you have, if your character is morphed out of whack and you got a bad attitude or you're real defensive, then you aren't going to effectively accomplish the purpose that you're here for. I had so much junk in my background. I mean, if you read the synopsis of the book, I went through domestic violence, homelessness, rape. I wound up marrying a guy. I was with him for 16 years, and he turned out, after the divorce, he wound up going to prison for the rest of his life because he was a sexual predator. He had molested my daughter. I mean, being all twisted up, those are the kind of decisions I made in my life. And I came to realize that we are human beings. We're three parts. We're the human side, our bodies, we're our spirits, and our souls. And what I found was a lot of people with traumatic histories like mine, they had trouble really overcoming that stuff because when you go to church, people were majoring on the spiritual. And because I've got the psychotherapy background, then I recognize, as I wrote the book, that you can't exclude multiple decades of sound behavioral science and be out of whack just on the spiritual side. And I saw too many people struggling with that. And I think that God used my traumatic background and it helped me to leverage that to help other people.
I think you're on to something, Linda, because, you know, there's times where, you know, you're praying, you may be in a small group Bible setting, talking to like-minded people, reading the Bible, reading Christian-based books, and there's something that just doesn't always add up, and so there is a little bit more to it, and your background allows you to understand that and explain it to others, so, to me, that could be the nudge that people need to get deeper in their Bible or in their Christianity, or even to get on their knees, you know. And more important, once they get that nudge, they're going to tell someone else about it. And, you know, that domino effect is what we need in our world to get more Christians on board to paying attention to what they're really here for. It's just not to be the latest gossip on social media. So whose apple is it anyway? Empowering purpose to achieve your God-ordained destiny. I'm looking at it here on Amazon. They can buy it on your website as well, correct?
Yes. Yes,
okay,
they go
so
to my
let
website.
Let me tell the
one
listeners
stop.
One little thing about Amazon. I love Amazon because, and Barnes & Noble and all the different things, okay? But I got to pay them some of the money. So that allows me not to give up some of the money that I'm getting for the book. So go buy it at the website. Just go to the website and buy the book, okay? Whose apple is it? Whoseapple.org. I'm sorry. www.whoseapple.org. Linda, we're up against the clock. So what I'd like to do is make sure I want you to leave my listeners, and I'm being selfish here because I write this down for me. I want you to leave something for them that they can use between now and 2016. Understand the value that you're trying to put out there.
I can sum it up in a few words. If you can't face it, God can't fix it. And this is not about a beat-me-up game. This is all about learning just how your life experiences have taken you off focus. I say stolen focus equals stolen vision. Stolen vision equals stolen purpose. Stolen purpose equals stolen destiny. The bottom line is this. If we don't cut to the core of the causes of the patterns we're seeing in our lives, then we are doomed to repeat that cycle. I want to encourage everybody who's listening today that nothing's wasted. Don't sit there and beat yourself up thinking, oh, I've been messing up all my life. As long as you're breathing, there's hope. As long as you're breathing, you can make a difference right now. If you need to contact me, go to the website, One Stop Shop. My email is there. You can even connect to where to buy the book, etc. Just remember that it's all good, that you can leverage all the heck you've been through in your life towards your divine mission, purpose, and destiny.
I love it. I wrote that down. If you can't face it, God can't fix it. I'm tweeting it out right now. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's absolutely it.
That is
that's
awesome.
Absolutely
so,
it.
Linda, next book, when's it coming out? You're not going to wait 7 more years, are you?
Well, you know, I have no intentions of writing another book. I'll do what God tells me to do. But be honest with you, this was a grueling process. But as he leads me, I'll let you guys know.
All right, let me just put a selfish nugget in your ear for a second, okay? Your life story should be in a book.
Oh, okay.
That way there you could really empower others. because you have been through some puddles in your life, okay, and you understood that those bumpy roads that you were going down just had a few speed bumps now that you see what the cause was for.
Yeah, I'll keep that in my mind.
Please come back and visit with us some more.
At your convenience, sir. Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Awesome. You have a blessed day. Thank you very much for spending your time and sharing your wealth with us.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a short break. I'm going to come back and do the wrap-up. We'll be right back.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
All right. Hey, what a great show today. It's the third day of September. It's the start of the fourth quarter of the year. Football season's coming. And look, we just started the fourth quarter off right, okay? We had two great guests. Okay, my first guest, Beth Green. You can find out more about her at thegreenauthor.com. My second guest, Linda F. Williams. You can find out more about her at whoseapple.org. Great books, great suggestions. Hey, I love this one. If you can't face it, God can't fix it. Thank you, Linda, for bringing that one to us. You can find me every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com, find out more about the shows that we air. If you want to be a guest or you want to host your own show, reach out to me, tony@tonygambone.com. Okay, so I just want to recap one thing. Make sure, because if you tuned in late, the movie, The War Room, go see it. If you don't like the movie, email me, tony@tonygambone.com, and you better have a good reason why you didn't like it. I'll refund your money. That's how strong I feel about the movie. You can find it on my Facebook page. There's a link right to the trailer. Okay, War Room in theaters now. Okay, so really an incredibly good movie. Bring your spouse, bring your friend, bring your family. It's an awesome opportunity for you to learn more about what God wants you to do and how powerful of a warrior prayer is. Okay, so I hope that you all stop by next week. Later on today, we have another show coming on. It's called Life's Issues with Lauren Jarno. And she's coming to you live out of Canada. So make sure to tune back in. Same call-in number, 347-989-1363. We hope that everyone here today will take time out to learn more about what God has in plan for you. If you haven't found the Lord yet, hey, email me. I'll say the prayer with you. Or go to your closest church and meet some like-minded people and learn more about how you can take Jesus into your heart and change your world. My name is Tony Gambone, and I hope that everyone has an blessed day, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.